Farewell Wishes is a new Irish-owned funeral planning business, and it's begun its nationwide operations, working with over 40 funeral directors across the country, including one here in Kerry. One of the men behind it is Cavan-based undertaker Colm Kieran, and he joins me now on the line. Colm, good evening. You're very welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Alice.
So you've launched what I determine as a very novel idea. My Farewell Wishes is the name of your new business. Will you tell us about it?
Yes, it's a pre-planning service for people who wish to make their funeral arrangements in advance through their local funeral director. So you can decide, learn about your options that you have, get them written down, and importantly, share them with family members and your chosen funeral director.
Okay, and I suppose maybe we might get into the reasons behind it. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, there would have been a UK-based funeral planning company, which funeral directors in Ireland would have used quite a bit. And they decided that because of Brexit and various market complications in 2020, that they would no longer be providing their pre-planning services. So I'm a funeral director myself in Cavan. And I also provide consultancy services to funeral directors across the country. And many of my clients, including myself, now had no options if people wanted to pay towards the cost of their funeral or to make pre-arrangements. So myself and a colleague who I was working with at the time on digital marketing services for funeral directors decided that we'd take the plunge, and 2 years later, and cost us over €100,000 in investment, we now have a pre-planning service available through 60 funeral homes throughout the country, including one in Kerry, O'Shea's in Killarney.
And it works on a website. It's myfarewellwishes.ie.
Yeah, that's correct. So you can learn about the service there, but you can also contact your local funeral director in order to find out about the service. We provide the registration of wishes service across the whole country. So that's a service by which you can contact us or your local funeral director to have your, learn about, first of all, your options, and then have them written down and shared. So we produce a certificate for each set of wishes that people come up with, and we send that back out to you, your chosen funeral director, and most importantly, a person who you've nominated to look after your wishes when the time comes.
I suppose I know I've seen myself on television, say on English or UK channels, about similar kind of services. But as you said, this offering wasn't available kind of on a national basis. Now, you've mentioned you've won Kerry funeral directors, O'Shea's and Killarney signed up at the moment. But yep, you've many more across the country already signed up to the business.
Yeah, we launched last November. And I suppose our main focus at the minute is to build up our network of funeral directors. And that's been going very well for us. I think funeral directors and undertakers on the ground recognise that people are interested in pre-planning. And I suppose the important thing that we say for people is that when it comes to funerals, and the reality and truth of it is that someday somebody will be sitting down making my funeral arrangements or your funeral arrangements. And the question is, do you want to have a voice in that conversation? And I think most people, when it's put to them like that, will say, yeah, I'd like to be actually involved in that conversation, have my say, because it's probably the most important say that you have in that conversation is your voice. So, for example, people might say, well, I want to be definitely cremated, and they'll say this and say this, but there's a lovely Irish saying that I came across and by a person here locally, and excuse me if I butcher this Irish saying, but what she said to me was, Muirbhail sé scríofh in Níl sé ráite, which I think the translation means, if it's not written down, it's not worth saying. Like, lots of people say, I want this, I want that, and we say, listen, write it down, because when it comes to the day, people aren't sure, or maybe it'll cause a row in a family over. One person might say, well, I think she wanted to be buried, and somebody else says, well, like she said to me, she wanted to be cremated. And at a stressful time, the last thing you want is disagreement, hassle and confusion.
And that's what it can cause. There's so many different ways people can have a funeral, you know, and some people who may not have been religious at all in their life mightn't want any kind of a religious aspect to their funeral.
Well, particularly when it comes to non-traditional funerals, which a lot of people are going for, you're going to see more and more. A lot of people don't realise all the options that they have. And even when it comes to a traditional funeral, I was estimating there that in the space of about 45 minutes to an hour that it takes to do a funeral arrangement, a family can be bombarded with over 50, 60 questions over that space of time. It's a very overwhelming experience to go through that. And that's why it's a great gift as a person to give your family that peace of mind that when they walk in to a funeral director to go through the arrangements, funeral director just pulls out a sheet, yeah, this is what Mrs. O'Hara wanted. It's a very different conversation. situation. The other part of it too, in terms of our service, that we also provide an independently managed trust, so that if people want to make payments towards the cost of their funeral, they can take some of the burden off their family. So, and you can see when family members experience that, you can see the kind of look of relief on their face when they realise that so many of these decisions and costs have already been taken out of their way.
I suppose for some people they might think it's a bit more when to be planning their funeral, but I mean, when you think about other things, people plan, you know, life insurance, they make wills, they make other plans for after they pass. So I suppose, why not organise your own funeral?
I grew up around funerals, being a funeral director's son, and it's nothing new that people of a particular age and generation want to have these arrangements in place. It can seem morbid from the point of view of a younger person, but when people get to a particular stage in their life, they're quite used to dealing with funerals, they're quite used to attending them. It's part of their social diary and it becomes part of their daily conversations about who has died recently and what they had at their funeral. Where we find people resisting this conversation is not at that generation level, it's actually when they want to speak with their sons or daughters or family members. And it's often that the resistance will come from this part of the family to have this conversation. So we have a reform called the Record of Wishes, and it allows people a structure by which they can have this conversation with their family. And you can also do it online through our website for those who are comfortable with that type of communication.
So you mentioned the website myfarewellwishes.ie if people want to go on and have a look. If you're not someone who is too acquainted with the internet and you don't want to look at the website, as you mentioned, the local Kerry funeral director is O'Shea's Funeral Home Killarney that are involved in this at the moment, so you could go to them. And you mentioned the process then is you fill out the record of wishes, a copy is kept with yourselves, a copy is given to you, and you have a person of trust that you select. And as you mentioned, there is a trust in the company, so you can pay in and you can pay ahead part or all maybe of your funeral costs.
Exactly. And I suppose the other thing too, you can also pick up the phone and have a chat with us. We'll give you some free advice and let you know who to contact in your local area and what service providers are being added to our network all the time.
Colin, we are going to leave there. Before we go, just will you mention that phone number then if people want to get in contact via phone?
042-603-9990. That's 042-603-9990.
Well, look, Colin, we're going to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining me.
That's great. Thank you.